morning. You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on KFUO Worldwide, the messenger of good news. We have a very special treat this morning in studio with us and streaming live at facebook.com/ Lutheran Senior Services, Mrs. Anna Marie Wallace of Lutheran Senior Services, and a special guest to introduce Wesley Ogilvy, the executive chef at Meridian Village, which is your location in the East Metro area.
Correct. So last month we did this as well. We highlighted one of our chefs from Mason Point. Got such a great response that we had to bring in another one of our executive chefs. And so I immediately thought of Wes over here. And like you said, Meridian Village is one of our communities out in Glen Carbon, Illinois. And Wes has got a great recipe for us today. In fact, we've got two recipes today.
What are these recipes, Wes?
So they were a combination trying to utilize your leftovers from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I thought with a Thanksgiving theme, we could make a turkey club recipe with a nice cranberry mayo.
Sounds fantastic.
And then a turkey penne kale pesto.
Okay. So part of this is also to illustrate how a lot of people, I think, when they think of a nursing home and food there, they think of dark, dank, smelly, and then bad food. That is not what you get with Lutheran Senior Services.
By far. So I sometimes am lucky enough that I get to go around to our communities, and it happens to be during the lunchtime, and I can promise you that. So Wes is one of our great chefs today, and because he does have two recipes, Wes, I think we should probably jump right into it, because
yeah,
we definitely want to make sure that we get to taste it later.
We got the bacon just got warmed up there. He's working on the bacon over there, so we're going on the sandwich first, Wes. I know you're away from the mic, so I don't want to make you talk just yet.
Well, we're going to get back to the sandwich. So we're going to start out with turkey. So you'd have your turkey breasts left over, sliced. So this is a great way to just liven up a sandwich that you might make at your house. So basically, it's a turkey club, so we're going to have bacon, we're going to have turkey, we're going to have cranberry mayo, and a little bit of Swiss cheese on sourdough bread.
Oh, and those are all my favorite things.
Yes.
So I like to heat my stuff up first. If you have a panini press, this works really great. You don't even have to heat it. You can just stick it in the panini press. It gives a nice little crunch to it. But since we're doing it on a pot today, we're going to heat it up first just a little bit to start melting the cheese and whatnot.
Okay. So I see you cut it into thin slices, like a fourth of an inch thick.
Yep, about a quarter inch to a half inch. The same that you'd have at your dining room table.
Okay.
So once you're done with your leftovers, you put them all in a Tupperware container in your fridge. The next day, you come out and say, well, you know, I'm trying to use these, but I don't want to have just plain turkey again. So you make a nice little sandwich with it.
So I love Thanksgiving, but sometimes I even think the day after Thanksgiving has the best food
leftovers ever.
I know. And then your fridge is packed, and you're like, I don't have to cook again for another week.
I mean, this is like what I do anyway. I take all the leftovers, I pile them between bread. I even put the potatoes between bread. But now you're going to spice it up even more, because we're not just doing this straight. We're going to add pesto to this one, or is the pesto coming later?
Pesto's coming later.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be a cranberry mayo.
Cranberry mayo. Oh. That's just as good.
So the cranberry mayo is pretty simple. You just take your mayo. You can hydrate your cran raisins. You can use cranberries. You can hydrate your cran raisins. I didn't actually do either, because I just like them plain. If you do hydrate them, the mayo will turn pink, which is kind of cool. If you were to let it sit in the mayo for a while, it'll also turn pink, because it'll take a little bit of that liquid that's in there. So basically what we're going to do now that the chicken is hot, is we are going to build our sandwich.
While he's building there, I want to talk about all of these ingredients are fresh, farm to table, and you guys won an award for that. Is that correct?
We did.
Oh, yes. So Meridian Village was honored by the ICAA, which is the Innovators Council of Active Aging. And they gave out an award called the Green Award. And actually, Meridian Village was the recipient of that, which I know, Wes, everyone over there was super excited to receive
that.
And they got that award for two reasons. One, like you said, for their farm-to-table approach. So they have this great garden out at Meridian Village that residents are responsible for also. They help out in maintaining that garden. But also, they have a great recycling program there as well. So, I mean, what a great example of using what you have, seasonal vegetables, fresh vegetables, to make really great meals.
And we're putting the mayo onto the sourdough there, and it looks like you're going to toast that sourdough.
Yeah,
That's not fair, man.
I toasted one side just real quick to start to get it hot. The mayo will melt a little bit, and that's okay.
Uh-huh.
You want it nice like that.
It is okay.
Okay. So we're going to add our Swiss cheese down.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, if I can get it.
So we probably should mention as well, if already you are listening and you think this recipe sounds fantastic, which it is, by the way, because we're smelling it right now, you can head over to the LSS blog, which is lssliving.org/blog. And actually, Wes has been kind enough. Both recipes that we're going to feature today are there on that blog, so make sure you check that out.
And we'll say that address for you again before we get out of here, so you can grab a pen and a pencil and be ready to write down. You can go get these recipes that you're hearing about and or seeing at facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services. Wes, you have a pretty unique history, too. You worked in the White House?
I did. I worked in the White House complex. So I worked at the Eisenhower Executive Officer Branch and the new Executive Officer Branch, which are two buildings attached to the White House. They feed all of the White House staff, so all of your VP, your Secret Service, your lawyers, your doctors.
Right.
All of them we would feed every day.
And were you executive chef there, or were you in the Sioux range?
I was the executive chef there. The residence, which is the White House proper, has its own chef team.
Yeah.
They used to come and eat from us on Thursdays because we had fried chicken.
Yeah.
they're great people.
So what are the steps that took you to leave the White House and come serve, you know, our aging but very special people, residents at Lutheran Senior Services?
We wanted to get out of the D.C. area. My fiance and I wanted to get out of the D.C. area. So that was one of the big steps for us. It was a transition for us moving out here because we don't have any family out here.
Right.
It was very expensive, and we really wanted to get out of the hustle.
The hustle and bustle, yeah. Now, you're flipping that sandwich there to toast it up good. The bacon looks like it got put on there, too.
It looks so good. And what I can say for Wes, I mean, Meridian Village is super lucky to have him as the executive chef. Fantastic chef. And at the same time, we get great meals.
I would
out of
imagine,
it as well.
Though, that all of your locations have high quality chefs. They may not all be White House trained, right? But they're all at a super high quality. And this is the value of Lutheran Senior Services that I wanted to highlight earlier, is it's just not your average people. Again, they think nursing home, and they think not a happy thing. Lutheran Senior Services, I wouldn't call it a nursing home. It's the wrong word.
We are definitely a community, and we have locations all across St. Louis and Illinois. And I think when, Wes, you said you don't have any family here in Illinois, but speaking on behalf of you, Wes, I mean, our communities are family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so to all be together, I mean, sharing great meals like this, I think that's a great benefit, and especially as we're talking about Thanksgiving and November, and that's a big family time.
Right.
I mean, I think the way our communities are, that just is highlighted.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I see. We want to take a look for the video at the sandwiches. They're finished and sitting over there. He's going to cut them down. Oh, my goodness.
Did you eat breakfast this morning?
I always eat a protein shake for breakfast. This is part of my nutrition that I do. I don't eat a real breakfast like this.
I'll
definitely take a bite. This is beyond acceptable.
Oh, wow. So today, I think you and Andy are going to be our taste testers today.
Okay. Sandy's in the studio here. There you are, yeah.
And I am overjoyed.
Anytime you get bacon in the morning.
Andy mentioned he had a particular love for bacon, Andy. It's almost a dangerous love.
I do love bacon, and I'm excited about both recipes because there's pesto, I hear, in the other recipe.
Yes, there is.
Ooh. So do you want us to start taste testing this, and you get started on the second recipe? And what's this recipe?
This is a kale pesto. So we've actually made our pesto already. That way we didn't have the RoboTube. But we basically toasted out some pecans that you can see here in the oven at 375 for about 5-6 minutes. We added in raw kale, raw basil, olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic, and a little bit of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, my stars.
Into a RoboCoop and wrapped them all together.
I'm afraid I didn't listen because I'm eating, and I'm going to die now. So you guys take over. You're good.
There is one addition you can make to that sandwich. That sandwich does very well with red onions, raw red onions. Mm-hmm. It gives a little bit of crunch, a little different texture.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I have them here. I didn't add them in because I didn't know who liked red onions or not. But obviously in your home, you would know if red onions are good or not.
I'm sorry, listener land, that you can't enjoy this at the moment. I suppose if you go to Meridian Village, this is coming on the menu soon, right?
And again, you can go to lssliving.org/blog. And this recipe is here, and these are largely ingredients that you will have left over on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So you already got what you need in the house to make this happen, at least this first one. The pesto pasta might need a little more work. So this is something you can experience at home. And pretty simple. I mean, mayo, bacon, cranberries, turkey, cook it up, and voila.
Huh? And in the pesto, you probably would have almost everything other than the basil and the kale. You can use any kind of nut. You just have to toast it out. Depending on what kind of nut you use, if you want to toast it harder, pecans are a little bit more astringent, so you can get away. You could use walnuts if you just want to make them really, really dark.
Well, let's talk about that. You made the pesto beforehand. We were watching. I put some of the pictures on Twitter. You got this beautiful basil, but then most pesto is used. It's like pine nuts and Parmesan cheese. Mm-hmm. And you're using instead pecans. Some raw garlic, and I didn't see any cheese going there. Did you put...
There was cheese.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So pecans is an alternative. What does that do for the pesto when you add the pecans?
It gives it a little bit different of a flavor. Pine nuts are very... they taste like a pine tree with smell.
Okay.
When you take those away and add pecans, it gives it a little more earthy of a flavor.
Yeah.
Less of a striking flavor. And you'll get to try that in a few minutes. It's very earthy style. So what I'm doing now is I'm heating up my turkey. You want to make sure that your turkey always goes to, once it's cooked, always goes to 140. Before it's cooked, you want to make sure it goes to 165. It'll carry over to 170. I'm going to add in my pasta. This was cooked yesterday, but we want to make sure it gets nice and hot. That way, people eat hot food.
Now, what type of pasta do you need? Can you use any type?
You can use any type. I find penne works the best, especially for large gatherings, just because it's easier to eat. It's less messy.
Right.
That's why I chose penne.
I love the texture of penne anyway. It holds its form so well, so you get a little chew out of it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So this one's really easy, and the cool thing about this is you can do this hot or cold. So if you wanted to make this a cold salad, you can do the penne with the pesto. You could add in turkey, you could add in chicken, you could add in steak, and serve it cold or hot. Which is nice for gatherings.
Right. Or you could probably cook this up and put it in the fridge and serve it like as a salad, kind of a pasta salad later.
Salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is a good one. The other addition that I like to add to this one, just for if you're having this as a meal, is a little bit of either butternut squash or acorn squash.
Ooh.
And you just cook that down, dice it up, and then add it in the same way we would have here.
Now, that makes me think of something. I've been eating a lot of spaghetti squash as an alternative to pasta. I'm staying away from grains a bit. And do you think that would work in this kind of thing as well, or would it be too much?
It would, but it's going to string out.
Yeah.
So you're going to get little strings, which may be unappealing.
Yeah.
Where you can achieve the same flavor and heartiness from an acorn, but you could use spaghetti squash.
Right.
It would
work.
I would actually just cook that a little bit more al dente, so a little bit harder.
Right.
And let it kind of cube it up.
Al dente, is that Latin? I think it is. That's a theological language. So we got our hook there. All right. So we're stirring up the pasta and the turkey again. Both of these pre-cooked. You're just warming them up, and you want to get that rewarmed turkey to 140 just in case there was any bacteria that set in over the evening. Is that the idea there?
Yes, that's the idea. So 165, it'll carry over to 170 to make sure you're safe. Get avoid salmonella. Then you want to bring it back to 140 because your temperature danger zone is 40 to 140.
Right.
So you got to keep it outside of that range. If it does fall in that range, it's okay, but you got to use it within 4 hours.
Okay.
I know exactly what I'm doing on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
I'm
going to plan my day around these recipes.
I was like, I'm going to be getting phone calls on Friday.
Are you doing this for your family?
Like, no.
No. Now, what do you do on Thanksgiving as a chef? Do you actually cook at home, or do you get like just like I'm off, I'm done working, honey? You got to take over.
I will work on Thanksgiving, but I also we will cook. It probably won't be hugely extravagant. Unfortunately, when you cook something for a long period of time and you do it for a living, you don't usually like to eat the stuff to make.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So does that mean that you're eating peanut butter and jelly when you get home at night?
Pretty much. That cereal. No, we do a lot of convenience meals and quick meals because we do. Both of us are in the food service, so it does take a toll on how much time you have at home.
Now, Zaka, how long have you been in the St. Louis area? When did you move from the D.C. area?
We've been here for about 3 years.
Okay. So and are you finding that it gave you what you were looking for, that settled feeling?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. D.C. was great. I love D.C. It's a great city. Hustle and bustle, though, was a little bit crazy. It was very expensive to live there. So we just thought for our lives and getting started that we would move out here.
Right.
And it's worked out really well.
Now, we're putting the pesto in.
Yep.
And this was all pre-mixed. You put kale, basil, the nuts, the cheese, the garlic in a blender. Just blended it up on pulse for the most part. And you don't want to go too soupy, right? Give it a little texture.
Yeah, you don't want to go too soupy because you're going to get a little bit of moisture from your turkey and from which the pasta will help to absorb. If you let this sit for a long time, your pasta would absorb most of that.
Okay.
But we're going to eat it faster than that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the eating part.
It's what we're made for as humans.
All right, and So we're going to mix all this together. I usually plate this with a little bit of shaved Parmesan on top just for aesthetics. You don't need a lot of greenery in here, obviously, because of the pesto.
Right.
This one's going to be heavy pesto, so I'm glad Andy likes pesto.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things. I love pesto on pizza.
Me too.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Pesto and jam.
All right. So we are done. I'm going to grab a couple plates.
I would take pesto over red sauce on pizza any day.
So while he's plating this up and with just a few minutes left here, if you've been watching or listening to this, and if you want to watch, you can go again. I'm sure the video will be there later, facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services, or you can find these recipes at lssliving.org/blog. I am here with Anna Marie Wallace and then the guest chef, Wes Ogilvy, and again from Lutheran Senior Services, particularly in this case, Meridian Village, which is in the East Metro area.
It is. And yeah, if you live in the East Metro and you have not had a chance to go and visit Meridian Village, it's a wonderful community. Stop by, get a personal tour. Wes might even cook you some lunch.
That would be fantastic. Mike, oh yeah.
Ooh.
Wearing a chef with multiple hats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh,
I
man.
I like doing tours. It's fun. You get to talk about the community. You get to share all the relationships you have with the residents. Because like Anne-Marie said before, that's the greatest part of my job is basically, I said I didn't have any family out here. Well, that's true, except for my resident family. My residents are my life.
You know, right.
I know everything about them, and they know a lot about me.
That is phenomenal.
So.
Yeah, the vocation of loving others is, and I don't know your background, but for us Christians, that is what our life together is all about. And sadly, the elderly community is often treated as if they are kind of outside of human community. They're often shunned, looked at as if they're a little bit scary, but they're real people with real needs, real pains, real life. And to be in a community and to hear a man like you, Wes, say that you love serving them is just it's heartwarming.
Well, and I think
and that's our mission.
Yeah.
Exactly. Our mission is older adults living life to the fullest, and everything we do surrounds that. And I think Wes does a great job of exemplifying that. So it's great. It's really great to have you, Wes. Thank you so much for coming in today. And now we are going to taste the pesto.
The pesto, yeah. Do we have forks?
I do.
We have forks.
We have forks. Andy, I'm going to pass this over to you.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it is a feast this morning on KFUO.
Oof. And
thank you.
Mmm, fantastic. This is bad radio. Don't chew on a radio.
Oh.
I think we'll overlook it this one time.
Oh, my. Mm. Well, you only have about 20 seconds left, and I'm just going to eat while you guys talk.
Mm. That's not fair.
That's delicious.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get my fill in a little bit. But yeah, so again, thank Wes so much for being here today.
And thank you, Anna Marie. You're listening to His Time on KFUO Radio, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We'll be back with our lectionary study of Matthew chapter 27 in just a few moments.